All right, so today will be a unadvertised pod. And what I mean by unadvertised, that means I'm not posting that I'm doing this on Twitter. I'm not posting links out. Really see, okay, who subscribes? Which one of y'all rock with me? The only thing I do ask is that you don't ask me about anything on here publicly. But to all those who do subscribe to Breaking Through Glass Ceilings, I appreciate you. I really appreciate your support. Subscribing to the pod definitely means a lot to me. And yeah, I just can't even begin to explain how much that means. Today is July 1st. July 1st is the 21st anniversary of my grandmother's death. And it's very difficult. It's very difficult in general. Every year, I usually eat, in honor of her, I eat a York peppermint patty and I drink a Pepsi. But for those, y'all may seen that I've lost a lot of weight, and that's because I've changed up my diet. So in order to do that, in order to maintain, I didn't want to interrupt that. And I could just imagine her saying, I'm gonna try to get through this episode without crying. She used to call me Bigster. That was one of her names. And she would say, Bigster, don't you dare. Don't you dare get off your diet. Now, of course, in 2000 and 2001, I was every bit of, 160 pounds. It was surprising that, you know, I put on weight after I had a hernia repair in 2011, and I couldn't do nothing. I couldn't lift anything but a fork, honestly, right? No more than 10 pounds. There was a lot of going out to eat and a lot of fast food. I wasn't even working. At the time, I was working at Best Buy, but I had 6 weeks off, and I was getting paid, 60% of my check. The best part about that is when you work hourly, you work based on the hours you're given, right? But in that case, I was paid based off 40 hours. And, you know, in retail, you don't always get 40 hours. So, yeah, I came up on that one. Unfortunately, I should have told them I was available to work July 1st instead of June 1st. But that's a whole different story. Back to the task at hand. But, yeah, I just want to reflect. This morning I got up. I was very sad. I get up. My day-to-day routine is to get up, go to the weight room, go to the gym. And today was arm day, so I was like, yes, I get excited. Leg day, whatever. I don't have real skinny legs. So I don't put a lot of effort into it. That's probably not the best approach. But I do on those days that it's not arm day, I'll go run and I'll do elliptical. But today, it was arm day, so I was very excited. And after I got back home, I saw the scale. Now, mind you, before I went to Dallas for WrestleMania, I got on a scale. I weighed 235 pounds. Disappointing because in 2018, I had lost 20 pounds. So I got all the way down to about 208. That was the weight when I got my life insurance, and that was in 2019, November 2019, I was at 2018, I was at 208. So to get up to 235 was disappointing because set me back. It was like all that hard work, but thanks to COVID, it set me back. I was just eating a lot, drinking, going out. Just going out, get food and drinks, coming back, playing video games, podcast. So I kept saying last year, I'm going to lose weight. But this year, I finally did it. I committed. I said, as I'm sitting here recording, I'm looking at a picture from when I was in Dallas. I'm like, wow, you know, I was filling up my shirts. But I got up, but where I was going with that. You know, I got on the scale today, and I'm proud to say that I am 199.8 pounds. Yeah, I'm throwing in the sound effect for that one. Because I am proud. It wasn't easy. And I'm not done yet. I was telling Brother Hugh, who will be on next week's episode, I said, bro, I'm going until the stomach goes down. The stomach is starting to go down. I was mad I left the waist trainer. I bought one yesterday and I left it. But the stomach is starting to go down. So I'm extremely happy about that. And I told him, I said, yeah, once it goes all the way down, that's the target. He said, no, set a goal. So I thought about it and I said, all right, well, in high school, I was down. Actually, it was 175. I think I told him 185. But I said 185 is the goal. I think by the time I get to 185, I think the stomach will be gone. But who knows? But that's the goal, ultimately, for my stomach to be flat. I don't even need abs or whatever. I just want my stomach to be flat. So I'm happy to say that. But before I went to the gym, I drove around. I was thinking about going to a different gym today. But I drove around. I drove in front of my grandmother's house. Actually, before I got there. So the way where I was leaving, the direction I was going was always the path to grandmommy's house. And my uncle, shout out to my uncle Troy, he just dropped a new song with his group, it's called Praise You. And I was listening to that. And as I was listening to that, I just broke down. And I just thought about grandmommy's life and if she was here. You know, my grandmother died when I was 14. I was the first person in the family to have a birthday after she died. And I remember that day being tough for my 15th birthday. But I was thinking about like all the stuff that she's missed. Or, you know, I'm going to say seen from above and we've missed her for. I'm very big on graduations. I'm very big on graduations. My 8th grade graduation, she had dialysis that day and she missed it because she was unable. She just fell asleep. And I remember we went there. She felt so bad. And I remember my mother saying to her, don't worry, there will be high school. There will be Megan's graduation. Megan's my younger sister that's 2 years younger than me. Unfortunately, she passed away after the completion of my 9th grade year. So she never got a chance to see Megan graduate, never saw us go to high school. When she died, she had gained 4 grandchildren, because for the longest time, it was just me and Megan. One of my cousins was not even legally adopted, but you know, my grandmother raised her, so her children called her grandma, and sometimes I call her my aunt. But one of her, she had 3 kids, and my grandmother claimed them as grandkids too. But you know, by the book and by law, whatever you want to call it, they were her great nieces and nephews. But when she died, you know, there was my cousin Mike, the one who produces the beats, actually more, because my aunt Nadine's child, my cousin Kia, my cousin Mike, Tashauna and Tremere. Actually, I'm tripping. I'd be forgetting my Uncle Sean had more kids. He also had another son, Dimitri. But those is it, right? And as we moved along, you know, it was tough. It was always tough. Death has a way of just bringing out, you know, certain things in the family. But we survived. You know, my family grew in my household. It was me, my sister, my father, and mother. But then my grandmother had adopted 3 girls and they moved in with us. And, you know, looking back at it, my mother always said, allow her to, you know, go peacefully, knowing that her children that she adopted, that she loved, would be taken care of. But, you know, a lot of the things that was really just tough, just thinking about the responsibility that I had to carry on the legacy, you know, to let my little cousins know Grandmommy would have did was like this, Grandmommy was like that, Grandmommy would have loved you, you know, and then having children of my own, you know. Having children of my own, it makes it tough because they didn't get a chance to know that great grandmother. But my mother has been, and my grandmother was great, don't get me wrong, but combining my grandmother and the person that my mother is, I would say my kids made out better than I did. And we had it made, and my grandmother would agree, one, because she loved us that much. So it was always to make the next generation better, make the next generation have a better chance. And, you know, I just wish she could see my mother be a grandmother and how proud she would be. You know, and today's a tough day, but I found this could be very therapeutic. At the 11-minute mark on this pod, or maybe a little bit more, I'm going to reveal something. I ask that you don't say nothing about this publicly to me. Just DM me, you know, just DM me. And, you know, I'm currently going through separation that will lead to divorce. Don't be sad for me. A lot of people are like, oh, I'm so sorry, whatever, whatever. If you listen to the pod this much, thank you. But yeah, I am going through a divorce and I'm happier. If y'all only knew how many times I sat here and recorded this podcast, recorded the Wrestling Realm, and did it all while depressed. I'm shocked. And I've had good friends and close friends tell me how proud of me they are. And I'm happy. That makes me very, very, very happy. But, you know, and I think, like, when I think about stuff, because the hardest part of having a great memory is that you remember shit. It's just that simple. You remember shit. And I do think, like, man, if Grandmommy was here, what would she say? How would she, would I even went down that route, or would I've done this, or would I've done that? And that's the hardest thing. One of the hardest things. You know, I just think about her, and I think about how, you know, how she would have loved my children, how she would have loved my friends, how she would love all her grandchildren, to see the grandchildren that came after her. Some of them even have her namesake in their middle names. But to see the grandchildren that came after her death, you know, I would have loved to see the interactions that she would have had. So it's very tough. But I do thank those who are very close to me, who's helped me get through this. I've had some really good friends. I've had some really good friends who really helped me press on, and especially during this time. And like I said, it's just a transition, because I'm not waking up and seeing my children every day. So that makes it hard, because I'm an active father, somebody who loves being a father, right? You have people who that's what they do, but then you have people who like really enjoy it. And I do, but I couldn't be the best father I could be in that state of mind, and it just kept getting worse. And, you know, so I said, nah, something's got to change. But, you know, I think about my grandmother on this day, and, you know, what makes it tough, like I said, July 1st, it was a Sunday when she left. You know, it was late Saturday night, but, you know, the death certificate reads 12:06 July 1st. So that's the time, you know, I choose to recognize. And just that whole day with so many church members coming in and out, and it was like, bro, come on now. And I can remember not having an appetite at all. And she also snuck out of here. It wasn't like with some people, where, like my Uncle Mike, when he died, and I might do a reflection on him, but when he died, we knew he had prostate cancer, stage 4, we watched him go through the motions, unfortunately. We was allowed to create like last memories, like Survivor Series 2011. I watched it with him. I knew I didn't want to think that that might be our last pay-per-view, because he died the week before the Royal Rumble of 2012. But, you know, I just knew he was getting sicker. And so it's a lot of stuff like that. But, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening to this episode of Breaking Through the Glass Ceiling as I honor my grandmother. And like I said, you know, I won't be tweeting this out or nothing. It's literally going to go in the feed. I'm trying to see how far my audience goes. You know, see, like, okay, are people clicking or are people just, they've already subscribed and they listen or they not listening? But, you know, like I said, anything shared on here, just DM me or inbox me or text me at Brian H. Waters. I appreciate you listening. And make sure you check out next week's episode. Hugh Scott, my best friend from sixth grade, my business partner, he will be joining in. So make sure y'all check that episode out. Y'all take care. Thank you.